The Money Show.
Shapeshifters.
Tonight's shapeshifter is Chief Executive at Kagiso Tiso Holdings. His name is Pabalo Makosholo. Pabalo, tell us about young Pabalo. Where did you grow up? I mean, I know you became a chartered accountant and you got your Master of Commerce and International Tax at the University of Joburg. It's all terribly impressive. But where did Pabalo grow up?
Good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your listeners. Thanks for having me on the show. So the young Pabalo Makosholo grew up in a mining town in Hartis, Hartebeesfontein, in the northwest. So I grew up with my grandmother and my grandfather at the time, who lived in mining compounds. So that's where the journey started.
What was life like?
So life then was interesting. So you had mining, of course, employees, as you know, times you do have now, who get allocated housing, and of course, my grandfather, being an employee, was allocated housing in Hartis. And unfortunately, when he passed away, we found ourselves without any accommodation. So you have to pack up and you've got to leave, because you no longer have someone who's an employee of the mine. So it's a very interesting life in which, the mine, when you are an employee, provides quite a lot of things, for its employees and the kids. But afterwards, you don't have accommodation and you've got to find somewhere else to live. So so we spent 6 years. I spent 6 years of my life there, and then we had to leave. My grandmother had to find a place, and we moved on to a little township in northwest called Kuma, and so I was there for quite a bit of my primary life, which I spent there, and then moved up to Joburg, to the City of Gold, to do my high school here. So that's how the journey started.
How did that work? I mean, did you stay with family in Joburg? What was the arrangement?
So coming up in Joburg, I stayed with my mother. So my mother was now working in as a nurse in Johannesburg. So I think once she was settled, I was able to join her and then pursue my high school studies in Johannesburg. So at least throughout my life, I've been fortunate to live with family, to live with my grandfather and my grandmother for quite a long while, who was very instrumental in my own values, and my mother. So I've been fortunate to be with family and very strong women in my life.
You matriculate and then go to university. Do you go study accounting immediately?
I actually laugh when I reflect. So I was never very good at Afrikaans, Bruce. I'm not sure if you are, but my Afrikaans was... really not great. So
rusty. I'll give you rusty. It's been a while since I've had to defend my life speaking Afrikaans. Yes, growing up as an English kid in an Afrikaans town. I mean, it was
So I wouldn't want to be in a place where my Afrikaans depended on it. So leaving high school, very interesting that I actually didn't get a matric exemption, which was. A bit strange, to get now to be a CA. So I passed, I went to Port Elizabeth, then it was a technicon, which I then did my cost and management accounting diploma for 3 years. And interestingly, during that time as well, I think probably I had quite a bit of energy. I also took extra classes and extra courses, and I did internal audit. But unfortunately, you could only graduate with one diploma, which you enrolled for. But I was able to get both diplomas, if I put that in inverted commas. And then after that, I went to UJ, and at UJ then did a Regents Certificate in Theory of Accounting. It was then called RAU before it was called UJ. So I went to RAU. And then after that, did my CTA at RAU. And then felt that I needed to do a master's in South African and international tax, which I completed in 2004. I had the temptation to consider a PhD, but I felt maybe in business, I'm not sure if it works. So so it just remained the temptation. I overcame the temptation and remained with the master's.
And I mean, all of this, did you have any financial help through this process? Because this is a very expensive, long period of education, and education, unfortunately, does cost a lot of money.
It does cost a lot of money, Bruce, you're correct. And I'll say unfortunately, my story is no different to many of Black South Africans or, you know, in the country. So I didn't have the financial support in terms of the bursaries, but I got a student loan, which, of course, I did have to pay back afterwards. But I was also fortunate, I must say, during my time at Technikon in PE, that I was able to get some merit awards. So they did go a long way in terms of assisting in my okay. studies. And I was also quite active in student politics. So I became the treasurer of the SRC. And there was a little stipend that we received. So all of that did help towards the studies. But I must add, all of this was done in record time. So I didn't become a professional student.
No, but that's the thing. I mean, also, when you're paying for it yourself, there is no time for failure. There's no time for mucking about. And it builds, I think, a very steely resolve. How long did it take you to pay back that student loan? Because so many people are so encumbered with that financial pressure. You finally get through your studies, you finally get the job, and then you start paying back. And it takes years in some cases.
It takes years, Bruce, you're correct. I mean, I think it took me a couple of years because I was paying that from my salary as a trainee accountant, you know, and unfortunately the system records me as working, but in all honesty, there are quite a number of obligations that you have. So I paid it when I was doing my my articles, and it took me a couple of years. I must say I was very relieved when I finally paid that student loan with NEFSAS at that time. Yeah, it was called NEFSA.
Did you have a particular sense of achievement, though? I mean, doing that yourself, coming from a place of not very much money, but from a proud family, from somebody who's grown up with you know, good solid values, to be able to get that behind you must be an incredibly satisfying experience.
Very satisfying, but you know, at some point you never thought you would get there. So when you reflect back, you actually it's mixed emotion. There's a surprise element that says, you know, what am I doing here? You know, how did I get here? Because many of your peers and people that you know you looked up to and thought that they were more brilliant than you and deserved success, you know, more than you, you know, are not around you. So when you actually get there, it's mixed emotion. But yes, definitely you're happy to be there.
Well, we'll get onto the working career in just a moment. Pabalo Makosholo, Chief Executive at Kagiso Tiso Holdings. That's some deep background. Let's find about work. Does he have any fun? We'll find out in a moment.
The Money Show.
Shapeshifters.
Pabalo Makosholo is our shapeshifter this evening, Chief Executive at Kagiso Tiso Holdings. In all of this time, do you have any fun?
You're trying to have fun. I think I try and have fun, but I'm not sure if I do. I'm successful at it. So
you're a real accountant, aren't you?
But I must say, well, accountants are not that bad. So I mean, I've been I enjoy a bit of golf when I'm able to get the time to play. So I play that with friends I'm not sure if it enjoys me or I enjoy it, but
what's your hand? What's your handicap? Where do you play out of?
I play out of a 15, but I generally tend to want people to give me extra shots. But I play off a 15, and I enjoyed soccer. But I usually would come back home injured, and my family, my daughter, my son, my wife probably told me that it's time to hang my boots playing indoor soccer. So I enjoy that a bit. I enjoy spending time with the kids, taking walks, with them, and to keep healthy, I also go to gym. Because in this pressured environment that we work in, gym becomes also an outlet where you can be able to de-stress. So I do quite a bit. I must say. Not all accountants are grey suit, Bruce.
Yeah, but just look at a gym and that's no fun. But anyway, yes. Okay. Now, Pabalo, talk to me about a career in business then. Where do you start your career? You go from articles and what's your track to where you are today?
Okay. So my track to where I am today, following articles, I joined an investment bank, Rothschild. At that time, Rothschild was 49% owned by KTI, in those days, Kagiso Trust Investment, sorry. And I spent time there, get to know the leaders of KTI, Ntate Molobi, JJ at that time, Andy Lesamu, Roger Jardine. It's a place that, one really loves. And then I, have a decision to say I'd like to make a contribution, and I think my contribution will generally be around South Africa. There are a lot of people that have given up their life in terms of freedom, so definitely that time has passed, and not necessarily what I'm looking for, but how do I contribute to society? So I had two choices given my background in tax. One was maybe join SARS, or the other was just to join a developmental agency. So I joined Kagiso Trust, and I joined Kagiso Trust as a CFO, Chief Financial Officer, which position I held for 10 years. And when I reflect back, it's a position I probably held when I was quite young to be an executive in such a prestigious organization. And then found myself sitting on, several boards and different entities, also some of them in government at the time, the department, which was called the Department of Provincial and Local Government. I was in the audit committee. We had an investment in Country Foods, which was listed in AllX. So I was, non-executive director in Johannesburg Housing Company and then KTH. So I had quite a busy time at Kagiso Trust, which I spent as a CFO.
There's one thing that stands out for me particularly, and that is the name of Roger Jardine, former chief executive of this company, now chairman of the First Rand Group, on whose board you serve, do you not?
Yes.
Roger Jardine, I think, is important to you, isn't he?
Yes, Roger is important, is a good friend. And yes, I served on on First Rand board for about 5 years. I resigned the 30th of June, and reason for resignation is because I was taking up a position at KTH as the group CEO.
Okay.
And in KTH we have MMH, which I joined on the 1st of July. So Prudential Authority, wouldn't allow me to sit.
Oh, they get in the way. They get in the way of so many things. Well, what is the career path now? I mean, you recently become the CEO at Kagiso Tiso Holdings. Do you see yourself having a high-profile, rocking business career? Do you stay in the background? Do you stay quiet? Do we see more of a public profile?
Yeah, I think, our business has got media, but we'd like to profile the business more than the individual. So I think you would see a lot of Kagiso Tiso Holdings. So you'll see a lot of KTH. You'll see a lot of our businesses in terms of, what we're looking to do from a growth perspective, and the things that we want to do and acquire. So that will, come with it, profiling. But our overall intention is not profiling the individual. I think it's just making sure that the business succeeds.
What is your biggest interest right now? What's keeping you busy?
From a business perspective,
Yeah.
So from a business perspective, our media business, Bruce, it is keeping us, busy. Of course, we're quite happy that advertising revenue is coming back. But we want to transform ourselves, that you don't have a business that's solely reliant on advertising revenue. So you need to be able to diversify and get alternative revenue. And we've got other businesses also that we need to transform digitally, in the form of Juta, that we would like them to be a lot more digital. So I think just the transformation of our business to continue to be relevant and sustainable, that really is keeping me up very busy.
Pabalo, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Pabalo Makosholo, the Chief Executive of Kagiso Tiso Holdings. An interesting career so far. Lots more to come.